In this lesson, we talk about confident sexual moderation and dating boundaries. Moderation is not fear. Moderation is not body hatred. Moderation is not pretending you have no desire. Confident sexual moderation means you are honest about desire, but you do not let desire lead your life. You are free enough in Christ to say yes to wisdom, no to compromise, wait when needed, slow down when emotions are strong, and seek support when you feel vulnerable. For a Christian single mother, dating is never only about attraction. Dating touches your faith, your children, your home, your emotional life, your sexual boundaries, your support circle, and your future. That is why dating needs patience. Loneliness can make attention feel like love. Chemistry can make red flags look smaller. Sexual desire can make a relationship feel deeper than it really is. Hope for marriage can make a woman move faster than wisdom allows. This is not said to shame you. It is said to protect you. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it is the wellspring of life." Guarding your heart does not mean locking it away forever. It means treating your heart as valuable. Healthy dating boundaries may include moving slowly, meeting in wise settings, limiting late-night emotional texting, avoiding secrecy, keeping physical boundaries clear, seeking counsel, and watching a man's character over time. A faithful man will not pressure you to violate your conscience. He will not mock your boundaries. He will not demand private access to your body, your children, your home, or your heart before trust has been built. A faithful man will show patience, humility, responsibility, self-control, honesty, spiritual seriousness, and respect for your children. You also need a plan for moments of sexual vulnerability. Ask yourself, when am I most likely to compromise? Late at night? After conflict? When the children are gone? When I feel rejected? When someone compliments me? When I feel invisible? A wise pause plan might include prayer, going to bed, texting a trusted friend, leaving the phone outside the bedroom, taking a walk, reading scripture, journaling, or asking for help. Sexual integrity is not only about avoiding sin, it is about protecting love, future faithfulness, self-respect, and your life with Christ. Reflection question: what boundary would help you practice confident sexual moderation without shame or fear? Gentle next step. Choose one dating, digital, emotional, or physical boundary to write clearly before you need it.